I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Exciting opportunities have come up in Bhutan. Moy Padayati of Bibles for the World recently went with her husband to Bhutan, where they met with government dignitaries.
The education minister asked if we could provide at least 500 teachers for Bhutan, specifically to teach English, mathematics, and science. If you are qualified and interested in teaching any of these subjects in the schools in Bhutan, please let us know.
Next, Orissa's Christians are calling for the withdrawal of all anti-conversion laws and the banning of reconversion practices. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He says of all their ministries that have suffered persecution,
the children's Bible clubs are pretty innocuous from the point of view of Hindu extremists. And although we have had a few cases where an extremist came into a community and forced a club to shut down, this is really very unusual. The families like the club.
In spite of occasional harassment and oppression, Straver says there is a plan for growth. They're praying about adding more children's Bible clubs this year, but funding is holding them back. Go to our website if you can help. And Audio Scripture Ministries plans to bring the Word of God to Central Asia's smallest republic. 200 audio players have been requested for the nation of Kyrgyzstan, a poor and isolated country whose culture is dominated by tradition. Marriage by abduction, for example, is common. Young girls are forced to marry the man who kidnaps her. Currently, ASM needs your prayers as they combine scripture with Kyrgyz folk music and pray for the funding to support this project. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.